Blog Talk Radio.
And again, he inhabits the praises of his people. So we give the people an opportunity to praise him so God will come in the room. I said on the, I believe on the blog line, the reason why we do thank him so much, and people need to know this because they respond in this day and time to reasons and reasoning. We thank him so much because a few things. Number one, it helps us to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. If you want a blessing from the Lord, get out of the natural many times and get in the spiritual. Now, there are blessings in the natural too, but if you want a spiritual blessing, and this is on the spiritual plane, then get out of the natural and try to get in the spiritual. Secondly, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. Praise will always do that. It will usher in God's presence. I keep saying a while ago, and I say it again, he inhabits the praises. When you praise him, it ushers in his presence. And thirdly, it positions you for a miracle. The person who takes time to give God a thousand thank yous and things like that is positioned better than the person who doesn't have time for God. They make their priorities things other than that. And I'm telling you that the person who takes time for God symbolizes to God, Lord, I want you to take time for me. He's like that anyway, but I'm suggesting that the person who takes time for him will usher in and position themselves for a miracle. And then lastly, we do thank him so much simply because it encourages others, and we will be encouragers of each other all around the world. Amen. It encourages others to thank him too. Well, if you stay around folks who cuss all the time, it will encourage others to cuss also. If you stay around people who lie all the time, it will encourage you and others to lie all the time. If you stay around people who praise him all the time, it will get in your spirit and cause you to have a praise in your heart and mind all the time. Although somebody's moving on the prayer line and you're right by the phone, that's causing a few problems. And I say these things because I'm not in my office right now. Otherwise, that would be completely taken out. Amen. But we want to give you an opportunity to correct that. Amen. If you're moving around the phone, you got a little noise going on, just simply mute your phone. And I would like to ask everybody if you mute your phone now anyway. Mute your phone until we ask for you. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Get you muted with.
There's a mute on your phone. It says mute normally. And as soon as you mute it, when we get ready for you.
My phone don't have no mute button.
All right, God bless you. Then I would just suggest to you just
Dr. Johnson, you can unmute it. You can mute it by *6.
*6. Thank you so much. God bless you. *. Every phone I know has a *. And then press the 6. Every phone has a 6. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, let's have a word of prayer. And then after a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask all of you who would join us on the prayer line to really open up and let's praise him. Now you can unmute your phone at that time, just before that, by pressing *6 again. It will unmute you. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, good morning to you, Lord. We thank you for being in the room. You're so good and so kind and so wondrous. And so astounding and so amazing, so caring and so generous. Oh, God, you're so beneficent and so glorious. God, you're so loving and so tender and so mindful of all your people. God, you're such a great healer. You are the only one and who heals us. Oh, my God, so many things I can say about you. You are our rock, our sword, and our shield, and our security, and our shelter, friend when we're friendless, and you supply water when we're thirsty, you supply food when we're hungry. You hold our hand through the storm and the rain. You're with us all the time. You're the one who's taking us through the storm. You're the one who elevates. You're the one who blesses. And you keep us. May I brag on you just a little while. You're our Alpha, our Omega. Omega, our beginning and our ending, our first and last. God, you are our security. You're the blessing. My God. So much we can say about you, God. So much. You're our leader and our guider. God, you're the one who is so generous and so kind. And we just love you and appreciate you. Every time we think about you, it's a blessing. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And I just thank God for saving me. Lord, look on the people today in every aspect. Lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load. So comfort them with your blessings. I bind the enemy who comes to hinder. I bind the enemy who comes to separate, comes to push down. God, push up. God, bring unity in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every person on the prayer line. I pray that you would receive the glory and all of the adoration. For we pray properly in the name of the Lord Jesus and for the glory of God. And we thank you again and again and again. Receive the praise from the blog as well as from the prayer line. Thank you for any new person on the prayer line this morning. And I appreciate what you're going to do, what you're doing right now. I'm asking you, Holy Ghost, take over this line. Forgive all sin, anything in our lives, we pray, that we haven't repented over, forgive us. We pray all the things we missed, sins of omission, forgive us. And even those persons who have trespassed against us, I pray that you forgive us. Help us to forgive them. In Jesus' name, thank you again and again and again for all that you're doing. Bless your holy name. Look on those who are sick, raise them up. Who are down, raise them up. Look on those who are incarcerated, set them free. Look on those who have had chance after chance after chance. Give them another chance in the name of Jesus. God, you're so great and so glorious. We praise you. Now bless, 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 bless. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask it. And for the glory of God, we ask it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite all of you this morning who have a voice, if God has allowed you, and he's the one who does that. If God, if he has allowed you to have a voice this morning, I invite you to open up your mouth and use it and thank him for his goodness and kindness. When I say praise check, don't be the last, but be the first. So show how grateful you are to be able to be alive this morning and thank him for his goodness and kindness. Well, thank you, Lord. Praise check all over this world. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, th
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to invite you now. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Thank you.
All right, praise the Lord, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. I don't want to, when we go to thank him, we have several ways we're going to give him praise, several ways we're going to give him praise. So just listen to the phone, amen. We have order to our line, order to our line. As we do everything, order. Now, I want to move into another area of praise. Amen. Just listen. Don't go into something without closing. I mean, don't close your ears off. Listen at the same time. Amen. This is my job. Amen. And I try to do it like God is leading me. I want to have another area of praise. God said not only thank you this morning, but he wants you. See, God is not a selfish God. He wants you to be blessed also. And he says, let the people, what you did yesterday was good. He said that to me. He said, let the people pronounce blessings over themselves. Amen. If you would, if you're clearing your sinuses, please don't clear them in the phone. People hear you all over the world. Amen. And I'm having to do certain things because I'm not at my board. And I'm here with my mother. All right. Please don't be offended with me. I'm just trying to do the best job I can. I love you, but you got to understand there are others on the phone who are being affected by certain things that you do. And be mindful of others who are here to really be blessed. Amen. All right. What I want to ask you to do, if you would, and listen. When I come in, I say, praise the Lord. That's a sign that I'm ready to move to another area of praise. Amen. I want to ask you, if you would, to pronounce encouragement on yourself. I had my mother to do it when the enemy was trying to kill her. I said the enemy was trying to kill her. And I had her just at 95 years old almost in just a few weeks. Amen. She started pronouncing blessings on herself, and she's almost ready to go home now. Amen. I tell you, I hear the Holy Ghost, yeah, saying, let her say something to you. Because, oh, thank you so much, Lord. God be praised. God be praised. God be praised. God be praised. Amen. So it's very, very important that you pronounce blessings over yourself and say those wonderful things on yourself. Just before we do it, amen, I'm going to let Mother Johnson, amen, I'm going to ask her, brother. That's my mom.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Oh, I'm just thinking, hello?
Go ahead,
Mom. Hello.
God,
we can hear you.
God bless each of you, and I thank God.
Just a second.
Hear your voices.
Now,
talk. I thank God for hearing your voices, knowing that your head on is beeping.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But God is a good God, and he's taking good care of me. I praise and magnify the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansing in my soul today. Thank God, because this is another day the Lord has kept me safe and sanctified, free from sin. I just love the Lord. Thank him because he's real in my soul and real in my body. And I ask you to keep on praying for Mother Johnson, because I do need your prayer. I need your prayer. Ask God to give me strength. I need strength. Strength, 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 strength in my body. And I can move around without any trouble. God bless all of you, and I love you, and I want you to know I love every one of you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God bless you.
How do you feel this morning?
I feel pretty good. Thank the Lord.
You feeling better?
Yes, I feel good laying here.
All right. God bless you. I want to ask as I was saying, you know, the enemy is trying to take her out of here, but we just ask her to just start pronouncing positive things over her life. It works, folks. Amen. And she starts saying, "I am, I will live and not die. I am better. The Holy Ghost is in my room. I will go up. I will worship Him. I will be on the prayer line." She starts saying things that speak life to her. I want to ask you, just let's take about a minute and let's speak life over our lives. Amen. Speak it over your body. Amen. God instructed me to have you to do so. Speak it over your life, over your body. If you got people in your home and you want to speak it over, at the same time, that would be all right. But mainly, the Lord was showing me that He's concerned about you. The power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Yeah, life and death is in the power of the tongue. All right, the line is open to you. Let's speak it. I am.
I am.
He's blessing me. He's coming out. I am. We have life. We will accomplish the things that God put me in.
I am
aware. I will make it. No matter what people try to do, we will make it. We're coming out of this thing with my hands up. God is blessing me. More than a cup. I can do all things through Christ and sent me. We'll go up. God's blessings are on my house. We'll be here. Greater than I am.
I'm always
in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. It makes a difference. Amen. It makes a difference. I believe I'm on this, and it makes a lot of difference. Amen. And we will go up. Amen. God bless all of you. Let me have the station identification before we move any further. Get your praise reports ready. Amen. Get your praise reports ready. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? If so, give us a station identification.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Chief Ambassador, we are here. Oh, we give praise and glory to the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we do honor you, man, a Chief International Ambassador. We honor First Lady Ambassador Betty Betty, his wife. We honor Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nations, to all of the ambassadors-elect, all of the bishops, to all of the broadcasters, to everybody who's listening from all around the world. We do give God the glory. And, yes, we're here, and we're broadcasting live here in the live studio, NPA, on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached simply by calling into the studio. That's 347-934-0207. And we'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 90 million listeners, and the stats are constantly going up on a daily basis. We're being heard in countries such as Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Austria, my Lord, Belgium, Japan, Russia. We're being heard in Africa, Europe, North America, South America, Canada, my Lord, you just name it, all over the world. And we give God the praise and we give God the glory. And we thank God, and that's our Chief International Ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God ever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do. Back to you.
Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. And I know we should forget when we came there to Georgia, Hagen, Georgia. Amen. And we did the elevation there for you and Bishop Hagen. Amen. And they were our first ambassadors. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, we're about to make history again. We made history there when we came there to Hagen, Georgia. That was history because you all were our first ambassadors. Thank God for you. I want to ask you, as we make history again tonight for the first time, and the first time for our convention, amen, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, as we make tonight the elevation of from ambassador-elect to ambassadors tonight worldwide, I'm going to ask all of you who are listening by way of blog in Africa, Asia, India, Brazil, everywhere, all over the world. If I didn't call your nation, you're invited tonight at 7 p.m. Come back on the same line at 7 p.m. as we make tonight do the elevation from ambassador elect to ambassador. Amen. For the time with ambassador elect Gina Hodges and ambassador elect Gail Stith. Amen. It's what the Lord laid on my heart to do it. And we will do it again at the convention, but we're doing it tonight via the prayer line. Amen. At 7 p.m. God bless you. And Ambassador Hagen, if you would speak to Bishop Hagen, and if at all possible, I would like just for him to pray a prayer tonight. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. All of you on the prayer line, I invite you to join us tonight as we make history. Amen. On the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Line. Just dial the same number and you will be connected. All right. If you have a praise report, amen. I was wondering, down in Florida, let me go there. And if not, we'll go somewhere else. But do we have a lady guy on the line this morning? Are you there with us? She's normally there. If you are, unmute your phone and let me know that you're there. All right? God bless you. I want to ask you if you hear me, if you would get those praise reports for us this morning. Are you there, Lady Guy? Amen. All right, she may be away from the phone, but I know she's on. All right, until she gets there, let's see. Sister up in Chicago, Sister Ernestine Riley, are you off mute or on mute? If you're there, Sister Ernestine, let me know it. One of y'all. Let me go to Mississippi. Sister Johnson, are you there in Mississippi? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm opening the line for someone who would like to get those praise reports from me this morning. I would appreciate it.
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson, this morning. This is Ambassador Piker. I will do the praise reports this morning. Glad.
All right, Kentucky. Up there in Kentucky. God bless you. All right, the line is open to you.
Praise God, and we thank God this morning for another day. This is Friday the 13th, a day that people say is a cursed day because it's on the 13th. But we know that God blesses every day. Every day is like sunshine. And that's why people are so thankful in living a holy life, trying to get to heaven, because they say every day will be like Sunday. So we just praise God. And if it's on the 13th, that's just too bad. So we thank God for another day because we are blessing and praising God, and we're rebuking all curses, all the works of the enemy. We are rebuking all iniquity and sin in Jesus' name and giving God the glory this morning. Thanking God this morning for having guests in my home that been here. They have a convention going on in the city. We do have guests here in the home. And I woke them up the other morning, and they was like, I sure hope you included me in that prayer. I just praise God this morning for his love and his blessings. Thank you, God, for hearing Mother Johnson's voice. Thank you for putting her on the phone again this morning, Chief Ambassador. You just keep on blessing us by the tone of her voice, and we praise God. That is my praise report. thanking God for hearing her and speaking life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're rebuking everything that's like the enemy, everything that sounds like him, look like him, walk like him, quack like him, act like him, everything. And we are speaking life and prosperity over you, Mother Johnson, and over our lives. And we're praising God for another day's journey. And I'm so glad about it. Thank God for his blessings. If you have a praise report, just giving you time to get it together. We should be like popcorn this morning, popping up, popping in, jumping in. I want to thank Ambassador Julie Hagan and Bishop for all the work that they have done. I just be so excited when I hear her voice giving the instructions. And sometimes we don't hear all of the instructions that come up because some of us are not on here. And the Chief Ambassador, it shouldn't have to be that you would have to give the instructions. But just before they give their praise report, if it's all right with you, I don't know if everybody on the phone has ever heard the instructions of the prayer line. And that might be sometimes why we do certain things on here, clear our voice, and doing different things. And Ambassador Hagan, if you would at this time give those instructions so we can hear the what the order of the prayer line. God bless you. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. And if it's okay with Chief Ambassador, I'll be more than glad to.
I think he stepped away from the phone with his mother.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, we ask to mute your phone, star six. If you have a question, star six and the number one. Should you hear music, that means that there's something wrong with your phone. Either you hear music or you will hear the announcer says this line is now muted. Should either of those things happen, what you want to do is dial out and dial back in, and it will allow you access. If all of a sudden the whole conference goes blank, then the administrator would have to close the entire conference and then reopen it. We ask that you do not use your speakerphone mode while you are participating in the live conference. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phone, computer phone, Skype, Magic Jack, etc. And we ask you to please do not leave your loved ones in the room alone with the phone holding private conversations or you yourself having private conversations because it certainly will become worldwide knowledge. We ask everyone to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, your recording city, your calling from, and remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. These are the basic core. For those that are joining us by way of radio, though, all you have to do is just simply press one on your handset, and you'll automatically be able to participate in the live conference as well. God bless you. Back to you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you, and thank you for those instructions. I know some may not have ever heard them, and they might say, what is she talking about? But those are that's the order of prayer line. No sneezing, coughing, and snoring in the phone. Praise God, because it does affect the other person. And we just want to thank God and glorify him. Now, who has the next praise report for the Lord? Who want to give him thanks? Go right ahead. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glory to God. Go ahead.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. This is Ambassador.
And all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for saving me.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank God for saving me. Amen. A powerful word, powerful statement. Thank God for saving me. We want some other saved saints to come on with your praise report. Give God the glory. Jump in there. Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry, area code 816. Hello, everyone. I'm so thankful for the Lord waking me up this morning and giving me life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On last night, I had to call 911 because my son, he just started shaking uncontrollably and he was really hot. So he was rushed to Children's Mercy and he had 104 fever and he had a seizure, but he came home last night before midnight. So I was just so thankful. I was thanking the Lord. I was thanking him while my son was rushed via ambulance to the hospital. I just started thanking the Lord, and I got on my knees, and I just started praying. So I just thank the pastor just to instill in us to just start thanking the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We were praying for you, Sister Hall, on the prayer line last night.
Thank you.
Called your name out, and we were praying for you and your family. So God bless you, and thank you for that victory report. Hallelujah. Thank God to know that he gave us a pray in time for your family. Praise God for that. Amen. Someone else. Sister Bernita, are you?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mother Johnson, just one moment. I heard someone trying to come in and say something else. I believe. Go ahead. Someone tried to get in. Sister Jerry, did you finish?
Yes, ma'am. I'm done. Thank you.
All right. Okay. I did hear another voice. But God bless you, Mother Johnson. Go right ahead. We praise the Lord with you.
In Christ, I'm a man of powerful faith, oh God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror. I am the daughter of the Word of God and a channel of His blessings. If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. I thank God for His goodness. Thank Him and praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. And every tongue that rises against me will
be condemned. Yes.
I thank God for His goodness.
God, praise God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Someone else.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Area code 516. I'm just giving God all the glory, and I'm thanking His Son Jesus for all things. God bless you all, and have a beautiful weekend in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for giving God thanks. Amen. Someone else. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord with me for His goodness and His mercy.
Yes.
This is Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegan. I tell you, God has been so good to us. He's carried us through all of the snow, all of the coldness. It's cold out there. But do you know one thing? I thank God that He has kept us with lights and gas and food and everything we needed, He supplied. I thank God for being alive. I'm getting ready for my 77-year birthday celebration at the Milan. All donations will be going to Mary's mission to help us to keep the lights, the gas, the water, the food, everything. I just thank God this morning that I'm able. Thank God for Mother Johnson. Thank God for Ambassador. Ooh, Lord. Ambassador Johnson. Oh, Lord, Sister Betty, Dr. Pfeiffer, everybody. I thank God for every one of y'all on this prayer line today. We can't help but give Him the praise.
Amen. Just can't. We can't help. Praise God. Someone else, praise report. Amen. Yes. Before we get to our prayer request, praise reports to be as spontaneous as our prayer request. Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I truly want to thank and praise God this morning for this beautiful prayer line. Thank God for Ambassador Dr. Johnson. And then all his mother-in-law, thank God for hearing the good news. And everyone on the prayer line. And I shall, you know, just may God bless each and every one. Thank you, God so bless you, Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer. I wasn't on the prayer line last night because I went to church. But I'm just thanking you because this will make my day when I get up. I'm on my way to the gym. But I want y'all to lift me up in prayer. Have a blessed weekend. And I love all of you.
My.
Yes. Brother Britt.
Praise. All right. Britt, we did pray you on the line last night so, because we know you're always faithful. And we pray God for it. God bless you and bless everyone on the prayer line that had a praise report for the Lord. You will receive a double portion for your blessing just because you stepped up to the plate and gave God thanks and acknowledged him for who he is in your life. God bless you, and back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
God bless you. Thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. And let's thank God for his goodness and kindness. So many praise reports of what he's done for so many people. Amen. Now we move to another area of our praise, and that is to receive the prayer requests. It's a joy to pray for people and to see all the results from prayers. Prayer does change things. Prayer is that weapon against whatever the enemy is trying to do. Prayer changes things. And if you believe in prayer, amen, we offer you the opportunity to make your prayer request known, and we will have someone to pray for you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. I'm not able to write those prayer requests down, but if we have someone who will do that, that would be excellent. All right. The prayer line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, let it be known. If not, we'll just praise him out. Amen.
This is Dr. Peterson. I have a question. Mr. James Prince, he's very ill. I think he's just hot. He's very sick. So he went on our church in my church. So Mr. James Prince. And also I've spoken from me.
Mr. James, what's his last name?
Prince, P-R-I-N-C, Prince.
James Prince. All right, God bless you.
God,
is there anyone else speaking to me, Mother Peterson? All right, anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother John. Happy Dollar Time Day to everybody. I would like to praise my children, Patricia, Mildred, Henry, and Wilma, and pray for my church family, Pastor Gina, and all the members at the church, Pastor Tony. Pray for me.
All right. Give those names of those children one more time. Patricia, Mildred.
Patricia, Henry, and Wilma.
Henry, okay. Henry and Wilma. God bless you. Mother, you have what, 4 children?
Yes, 3 girls and 1 boy.
All right. God bless you. All right, anyone else with a prayer request?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
All right, Sister Lucille. Anyone else with a prayer request? The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Sister Karen Brown, unspoken.
St. Louis, Karen Brown. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else with unspoken prayer request or any other kind?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, I'm still waiting for my children to come here to the house. I'm a foster parent, and I'm always ready for them to come. Just waiting for God to send them to me.
All right. All right, Evangelist Gloria Ellington. All right, is there anybody else wanting a prayer request?
Dr. Johnson, unspoken.
Unspoken. Sister Castile. Anyone else?
Unspoken.
Sister Edna Christopher, spoken. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador Chief Johnson. This is Charlotte, 816.
Uh-huh.
I want to wish ever all the mothers, these hearts for mothers, an early happy Valentine's Day. All these early hearts on this line, just beautiful voices. And I want to also add Kim and Dana. I want to end up the week praying for them this week. It was good to hear Sister Jerry and Mother Peterson. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
God bless you. All right, anyone else?
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I would like to get prayer for my family, children, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren, for them to come into that area of salvation and God's strength to be within them and them have a spiritual appetite for the Lord.
All right, beautiful. Beautiful. All right, Mother, anyone else?
Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. I have an unspoken request and yet requesting prayer for my home. God bless you. And God bless each and every one of you. Glad to hear Mother Johnson this morning.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. All right, the line is still open for prayer requests. Anybody else having a prayer request? Step in there.
This Ambassador-elect Stitz, and my prayer request is like a spiritual target to hit the enemy this morning. You all know that Chief in the prayer line joined in with me with the transition of a new job. I don't know if you can still hear me.
We still hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, transition of a new job. So now, you know, I've been there almost 2 months and a half, and the enemy now want to pop his head out. But I don't play with the devil. I have a group of people that don't want to be in compliance with rules and regulations. And now I see the enemy want to pop his head up. And I am not playing with the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There was a little group that tried to build an alliance against me on last week. But glory to God, I have so much favor with God. And I thank God for favor. In the name of Jesus, but no weapons formed against me shall prosper, as we discussed on the children line last night. And I'm standing up in my faith, glory to God, hallelujah. The devil will not wreak havoc in the area in which